now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation, bringing you one of the greats of the lounge music scene tonight as part of our lounge music special series with a band that was sadly not around for a long time, at least for a good time anyway. We're talking about a band called Vibes on Velvet, and they were fantastic. But the great news is their music still lives on and it's available still to buy. David Gaston continues his series on the new album This Is Vintage Now Volume 2 with another track to highlight. And we'll take a look at Lounge Life magazine and, of course, bring you the very best in lounge from across the globe. Kicking off now with Project Pimento and Caravan. Cocktail Nation. Cocktonation with Stereophonics Space Sound Limited and Girl from Acapulco.
A Cocktailnation Lounge Special.
A wonderful band that you might like to grab. You can certainly check them out on iTunes and CD Baby. Is a band called Vibes on Velvet. Sadly, I don't think they've done any releases again since 2009. But I've absolutely loved this band ever since I first heard them. And I thought, let's hear from the band, because 13 Ways to Ecstasy is just a fabulous Vibes album from this really cool band coming out of all places, Denver, which of course has always had a very thriving vintage scene. I spoke to the band back in 2009 at the time of the release, and I asked them about how the band came together.
Well, Susan and I played in a band called Buck Wild that was mostly country, and Tony played in a band called The Railbenders, all in Denver, that was also country, and we were all like fans of each other. And then Susan and I left Buck Wild but still wanted to play together. And I wanted to play vibraphone really bad, and Susan was into that, you know, doing something more jazz, you know, the jazz kind of cocktail side, and she was just like, you know, I'll bet you Tony would dig this. He would totally be into it. And so we went to a Railbender show and talked to him, and he was totally down, and we had our first kind of rehearsal, and Tony just ate it up. He just had never played this kind of music before. And thought it was so cool, and said he had no idea how to play jazz, and then, you know, just pulled all these songs out of his back pocket, all these really awesome jazz tunes. So, I don't know.
It was truly out of sheer terror how that all came about. I was just absolutely petrified. I thought they had the wrong Tony Nascar at first.
Nope, we wanted you.
I really love the album 13 Ways to Ecstasy, but I hope you do get together and record some more stuff, because this is a really fantastic album. Now, of course, you know, with Vibes, I suppose it'd be very easy to, you know, compare you to, you know, the Martini Kings or, as far as classic bands are concerned, Arthur Lyman. But one of the great things is that you managed to really create your own sound, which is really cool.
Somehow we ended up with this weird mixture of, you know, because it's got that little country feel to it, just because all of us, even so hard we try to play jazz, it still ends up being kind of country, because we all just have that kind of, you know, in the back of our minds, or, you know, are always playing country, but, yeah.
Can't help ourselves, I think.
Yeah. No matter how jazz it's going to be, it's still going to have a little flair of country, so.
Our whole project, it just came together so fast. I don't know how it happened, but it just came together just really, really fast, and we ended up recording the whole album, and we did all those tracks in one day, and then it took like, what, a couple days to mix, I think, and then
yeah.
It just went really, really fast. Everything was pretty much recorded live, and you know, there was very, very few overdubs on it. And it just, I don't know, it just was one of those magical...
It was magical. And we had only played the songs. We had only played the songs for a month or two, I guess probably 2 months, yeah. Probably, maybe before we recorded them. So it's like, we would have to retake things just because we couldn't, you know, remember how the song went.
Wonderful to talk to you guys. Love the album, 13 Ways to Ecstasy Up.
It's on CD Baby also, and I think it's cdbaby.com/vibesonvelvet.
Megan and Tony, great to talk to you.
Cocktail Nation.
Never know how much I love you. I never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. A fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Give me fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. sun lights up the daytime, the moon lights up the night. Well, I light up when you call my name. You know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. Give me fever. The fever, oh, that is something you all know. A fever ain't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Give me fever when you kiss me. A fever all through the night.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
This is James Spencer, and you're listening to Cocktail Nation.
With James Spencer, Autumn in New York, and of course that is from his brand new album called Sharing. In fact, James spoke to us last week about the album. He explained what the thinking was behind this album.
Coop to the whole series of the, you know, there was like white satin, black satin, blue chiffon, all the you know velvet, red velvet. So that whole series that he did, you know, he had specific numbers he wanted to use. And then it's like, oh, that's too much for the album. We got to leave that one off. And then they just sit in files. So what I did is kind of found some of the songs that he wanted to release that were never released, and then just made my own piano arrangement.
Let's take a look at Lounge Life magazine right now. And Escape from Alcatraz, Ingenious Plan, or Wishful Thinking. What a fabulous film, too. Of course, starring Clint Eastwood. I've got to rewatch that one again. And Inside the Kennedy Curse, The Family's Strange Misfortunes Never Seem to Stop. And Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com brings us Book Talk, Hollywood Surf, and Beach Movies.
On the Cocktail Nation, Coupe Goose Deep.
When you say forward or back, your lips move in those directions.
Very deep, Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Hey, this is Darren Long from the Tiki Delight on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Tiki Delights and Fashionably Late again. Word is from Mr. Darren Long, a new album is coming out very, very soon from the Tiki Delights. So looking forward to bringing that to you. And of course, chatting to the man himself.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation. Another This Is Vintage Now, Volume 2, Quick Bite.
Hi there, this is David Gaston, producer of This Is Vintage Now, Volume 2, Happiness is a Way of Life, which is out now. Here's another Cocktail Nation spotlight on This Is Vintage Now, Volume 2, this time featuring St. Louis-based big band Sarah Jane and the Blue Notes. Imagine that you're in a black-and-white film noir movie. It's late at night in the big city, and you hear music coming out of an open window. You go to investigate, and you see a commanding lady singer and her big band finishing up a band rehearsal. This is exactly what this track sounded like when I, your friendly producer, heard it for the first time. The track was recorded in 2013 and is otherwise unreleased. And it is an actual band rehearsal, by the way. This is Sarah Jane and the Blue Notes with On the Sunny Side of the Street on the Cocktail Nation.
Street. love the music. What a story.
Coop Cooper, fabulous for being fabulous.
Thank you.
Barney Kessel on the Cocteau Nation and Tiger Rag. Jason Croft is back with Bachelor Pad Magazine. What's going on in the mag for this month?
Well, thank you, Coop. Issue 56 of Bachelor Pad Magazine, our summer issue, is out right now. And on the cover and the centerfold is the return of the Red Rose of Texas herself, Blaze. We also feature some alluring pinups from Lila Minx, Lulu Lorraine, Megan Violet, and Miss Sugar Rush. We look at the classic era of military surplus stores. We also remember legends Tempest Storm, Bonnie Logan, and Rusty Warren. Plus, we have a bit of bookstore fiction from Sasha Dahl titled Sultry Stacks with art from Rick Forgas. Will the Thrill Vaharo talks about the golden age of blaxploitation. The Velveteen Lounge Kitchen plans for a new type of Roaring Twenties party. Don Spiro checks out the Museum of Interesting Things. And we feature a new drink recipe from Dr. Bamboo as part of his Last Call column. We have jokes from Ernest Posey, Jaime Filler, Jerry Carr, Hannah Rose, Mark Braun, Rod Kramer, and making his debut all the way from Italy, Trevor Barton. Plus, Pretty Girls Reading Bachelor Pad, Tales from the Jet Set, and so much more. That's issue 56 of Bachelor Pad Magazine, available now at bachelorpadmagazine.com. And back to you, Coop.
L'Ange Lotario DJ. Cocopa.
Still awesome work, mate. Yeah.
Cocktail Nation. Fun faction de Cocktail Nation.
Perpetuating a lie. How do you sleep at night?
Bed made of money. I hate to break it to you, but there is no big lie. There is no system. The universe is indifferent.
Man, why'd you have to say that?
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Nation with the Gentle Forest Jazz Band and Mood ND. Next week, Gary Wells, Words with Wellesley coming up. I'm going to leave you with Daniel Pemberton and Mission Rome. Stay happy.